I've been with David Rankin, and David Rankin was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And David Rankin is the illustrator of the koala bear and the warthog at the zoo, and many other things.
How you doing?
We're doing fine, and we have something special here today, right? Yeah, because you have a new book. It's called Fast Sketching Techniques.
Well, actually, I thought that what we do tonight is to actually show people how to sketch. And, you know, that we would actually go through here and show you a sketch. Like this, this is my new book, just came out. It's by Northlight Books, called Fast Sketching. About 400 sketches in this, people, animals, landscapes. But I thought that what we'd do tonight is show you, because my technique is very fast, and I want you to watch very closely here. I'm going to draw this monkey. Okay. This is called a Langer monkey. See that?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a monkey. It's got the tail. It's a monkey.
It's a Langer monkey. What you do is you start with the head shape of the monkey, and then you put in its black face. It's got a very distinctive black face. You come down here and you build its body. You sketch in pieces. That's the fun part of this. And then you come down here and watch this. Down here in the arm, and you bring down the other arm like that, and then you come down, and this back foot comes out like so. And the fun part of monkeys is the tail. And you come up like this. And you can see right now already that it begins to look like a monkey. But the magic of it...
The audience really, in the radio land, really can't see that it looks like a monkey. This is what we were talking about, David. This is the difficult part, communicating this on the radio.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I'll bet everybody out there is drawing right along with me. And I'll bet theirs looks exactly like this. Have you ever heard of Uri Geller?
Maybe you could describe what it looks like right now. Maybe that would be interesting to the audience.
Well, it's a monkey. Okay. And it's furry. And it's got its tail up. And it's on all fours.
I got an idea. David, she is shading the monkey at the bottom of the bottom. He has a different... a tool right now in his hand. He's putting a little shade on the bottom, and now the monkey is taking for it.
Now tell him about this part here. Watch what happens.
Oh, now he's grabbing his chalk, and he's kind of coloring in the tail, and it's starting to take shape. I mean, it still doesn't look really like a monkey to me, although I know that David, you know, is going to make it look like one.
Now watch this. This is what cues it for monkey. M-O-N-K-E-Y.
Yeah.
See, as soon as you do this, and you write monkey there, then everybody, hold on, look at all the people. Does that not look like a monkey?
It's amazing. Maybe you could just let the people hear a little bit what your technique sounds like.
Okay, this is important. Now listen to this.
Fascinating.
Well, that's the best part. Is when the pencil actually glides across the paper, making that soft, scratchy sound, then you know you're drawing. And you can draw anything with a pencil. You don't have to just draw monkeys.
You know, I've seen some of your sketches, and to me, I mean, you're a great artist, but can I just say, be honest? If you wouldn't have labeled that the monkey, I would have knew it was an animal with four...
How about a monkey?
Yeah, that's better. Well, this has been very informative, I think, for the audience. So thanks a lot, David.
Thank you. Happy sketching.
Okay. Thanks.